cloud computing, what's all that about then?
I call it Back to the Future. It's the old mainframe in the sky.
The cloud really is just network computing by another name. It's the internet by another name.
Any service that you're using that is streamed or accessed through the internet.
If you used Hotmail as an email service any time in the last 15 years, that's what cloud computing is.
It's a wireless connection to stored data and information, which is very easy to retrieve from. And as a consequence, in life, it's people like you and I who don't understand this.
Taoiseach and part-time technologist Enda Kenny illustrating his grasp of the cloud. But if you thought the ones in the sky strangling our so-called summer were all you had to get your head around, think again.
When you began social networking, I suppose, and when everybody was communicating with each other, they were actually communicating to the cloud for all intents and purposes, because with social networking such as Facebook or Google or Google Mail or anything, you don't need any application stored locally.
Chris Coughlin, Head of Cloud Computing at Hewlett-Packard Ireland.
We're at the crystal radio days of cloud computing. We're at a very early stage. First comes the hype, and then it calms down into what solid items it can deliver. And I think we're at the stage now where you needed the hype to get a picture across of what the potential of it or what it was doing. And then you need to start putting it in place, and people are beginning to put it in place now.
Cloud computing is going mainstream, from recent public sector implementation announcements to massive job potential to the first cloud computing masters and undergraduate programs just announced in Cork Institute of Technology. But why the big deal? And why now?
Ireland has many attributes that make it kind of the home of the internet for Europe, for example. You've heard that phrase. Most of the components of the cloud, most of the software, most of the servers, they're either manufactured in Ireland or you're stored in Ireland. Data centers are here. We've had Apple here since 1983. We've had Dell here since 1990. Microsoft have been here since the 80s. Ireland actually has an edge on this front, and you could argue that Ireland is the home of the cloud.
John Kennedy, editor of SiliconRepublic.com.
Another term for cloud computing, network computing, is utility computing. So the idea is that you will buy your computers, resources, whatever you need on tap, like you would. You leave the lights on at night in your house, you're getting electricity on tap, you'll get computing on tap. So you need more space, you need more storage. And most consumers, most ordinary people are already used to that. So they can basically go to Google and store their email in the cloud forever and never have to worry about it.
Central to the theme of cloud computing is the idea of the internet as a utility. Paul Rellis, Managing Director of Microsoft Ireland, explains.
If you think about the evolution of electricity 120 years ago, when most people and most companies or organizations had their own generators and produced their own electricity. And then along came governments and semi-state companies, created an electricity grid and provided electricity to every business and every home, and transformed industries, created jobs, created big changes in how people could live and big changes in how people interacted and worked together. And I think cloud computing is similar in that the grid in this sense is the internet.
A sentiment echoed by head of Google Enterprise for the UK and Ireland, Robert Whiteside. Live via video phone, I might add. How very cloud.
With cloud computing, you're able to pay for it as you need it. So if you have 10 staff, you can buy that service at a monthly fee for 10 staff. If you grow your business, you can increase that. Or unfortunately, if you need to reduce your business, you can do that too. It's very hard to do that when you've purchased hardware and software because you own it and the money is spent. With cloud computing, it can flex as your business needs to, like a utility.
The sustained efforts of the IDA means Ireland punches above its weight in cloud computing terms, with Microsoft suggesting that we could corner a disproportionately large share of the market, potentially €40 billion, by 2014. But our cloudy, temperate climate is another factor. Adrian Weckler, consumer technology editor with the Sunday Business Post.
Ireland is a particularly attractive place to put these huge data centres for one reason that most people overlook: our climate. To operate a data centre and to keep those servers running, you need an ambient temperature of between about 14 degrees and about 20 degrees. Ireland is perfect for that. And generally speaking, we get a lot of business that would otherwise go to southern United States, to other parts of Europe.
As always, though, there is a touch of realpolitik to the government's cloud strategy.
The government wants to ride a winning horse. It has seen the type of investment that has come into Ireland in cloud computing. The government is not actually committing much or any money to cloud computing itself. And the fact that Richard Bruton or any government minister turns up to announcements of cloud computing jobs and growth is probably enough for now.
But what may not be enough is current broadband provision. As we hurtle towards a future being mapped under our very feet, its proper provision is the potential final piece of Ireland's cloud jigsaw.
If you are not connected to broadband, it's arguable whether you'll be able to apply for a job. If you're not connected to broadband, it's arguable whether you'll be able to get cheap car insurance. If you're not connected to broadband, it's arguable if you'll be able to sell or export as a business. Broadband, the cloud, all of these things will come to bear. And as a country, we can't stop calling these things geeky or nerdy. These things are the fabric of the modern world. The lines of communication now is broadband. That's where the future commerce will be, and you have to be connected.